What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope you are having an unbelievable day, as I always do. I hope every day of your life is unbelievable. And if it's not, I hope that this episode is going to give you a little bit more unbelievableness to add to your day. I don't know if that's a word, but anyhow, I hope this increases the quality of your day. And sometimes, as we do on this episode and on this podcast, I want us to take a moment as we start by bringing in a little bit of gratitude in our life today. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the minutia of the day and being busy and achieving and pursuing things. And sometimes we get so caught up in these things that we forget to take a moment to say, wow, like I really have some things in my life that I could be grateful for. So right now, I would encourage you to put your hands on your heart. If you're driving, maybe don't do that, or put one hand on your heart and just think to yourself right now, what's one thing you could truly be grateful for in your life right now? Is it a relationship? Is it some recent event that happened in your life? Is it something that's going to happen in your life soon and you're so grateful that this thing is about to happen in your life? Is it that you're grateful for the way things are going in your business or your career? Is it that you're grateful for the heart beating in your chest every single day, whether you ask it to or not, right? But just hold your heart. Think of one thing you can truly feel grateful for and just let it sink into your heart for a moment and really, really feel it. Just take a moment to feel that. Okay, beautiful. All right. Well, I hope you now have a little bit of gratitude in your life to carry you throughout the rest of this episode, the rest of your day. And today we're going to be talking about simplifying your purpose. If you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button, right? So you can join us every single week. But again, today we're going to dive into the idea of simplifying your purpose. And as we talk about, you know, this idea today, sometimes what can happen in life, and I know this has happened in my own life, and maybe this has happened in your life, is sometimes when we look at this idea of purpose, it can be such a heavy topic, right? It can feel like it has so much weight. I know I've gone through moments of my life where it's like, man, like what is this purpose, this ginormous thing that like I'm supposed to be put on this earth to do? And sometimes it feels so overwhelming, so heavy, and it feels a little bit harder to do because it feels so heavy sometimes. I don't know if you ever had one of those moments where, you know, you just are like, what the heck's my purpose, right? You ask yourself, why am I put here? What's the purpose of my life, right? It's these big sort of daunting questions sometimes that put this pressure on us to figure out this grandiose purpose that we're supposed to be living. And what I want to share with you today is the idea of really how you can simplify your purpose into a why and a what. And when you simplify your purpose into a why and a what, how things begin to become clear in your life. It's like someone took a windshield wiper on your purpose and cleaned it off. And now you can go through your day knowing that you're living in your purpose potentially every single day and it doesn't feel as heavy. And so the first part of this is really understanding the why when it comes to your purpose. Now, to share a little bit of my story, I remember, you know, probably 7 years ago, it was actually about 12 years ago, I was having a conversation with one of my mentors. His name was Jed, an incredible human that played a huge role in my life. And I remember sitting in a room with him one day. It was after a long day. We were traveling. We were doing some speaking events. And we were sitting in this room and he just started to ask me, like, what do you really want? What do you really want in your life? And something that kept popping up in this conversation over and over was I just kept saying, I just want to help people. That's what I want to do. That's what I really want in this life is I want to help people. And it's funny now, 12 years later, for me, that was really me talking about my why. And what I mean by that is what a why is it's the core essence of your purpose, right? And your purpose, my purpose specifically on this planet, is to help people. And how you want to start to uncover your why is I want you to look back on moments of your life where you were super fulfilled, you were feeling like you were living an enriched life, where you felt like you were just living a happy, harmonious life that you truly enjoyed. And as you go back to that moment, or maybe moments in your life, oftentimes there's multiple times we have this feeling, I want you to ask yourself, what were some of the things you were doing in those moments, right? What were some of maybe the values you were honoring in yourself? What were some of maybe the activities that you were doing that helped you come alive? What were some of the things that you were passionate about in those moments? And what I think you'll start to uncover is that it actually can be pretty simple, right? It doesn't need to be that your purpose in those moments was you were helping 10 people do this specific thing. It could be that there was just one part of that, that the overarching theme is you were helping people, right? So as you look at those moments, ask yourself, what was the overarching theme that showed up in these different moments? And what you'll start to see is there's probably a silver lining, regardless of what you were doing, that continued to show up in your life, right? So for me, again, with the why of my purpose being helping people, this now brings us to the what of living and simplifying your purpose, and that is the vehicles, right? So for me, when I had that discussion with my mentor 12 years ago, what I was doing at the time is I was part of a network marketing company where I was helping people grow their business, themselves, their incomes, and that was the vehicle, right? 12 years later today, I do it in a different vehicle, right? This podcast is a way that I get to live my purpose by helping people, by having conversations with you and helping you in your life, right? Another way I get to do this is I get to live my purpose sometimes by even just giving someone a smile at the grocery store, right? Having a conversation with someone, making them feel better. It's like, wow, maybe I just made that person have a smile on their face and get over something that was going on in their life by just having a smile and asking them how their day was, right? I got to help them. I got to live my purpose in the grocery store, right? Sometimes it's going and doing speaking engagements where I'm speaking anywhere from 10 to, you know, a lot more people than that, right? Thousands. And that's another way that I get to live my purpose is helping people. So what you want to start to do as you simplify your purpose is ask yourself first and foremost, what is the why behind the things that light you up? And I want to encourage you to try to narrow this down to 2, 3, 4 words at most, right? Of your purpose is blank, right? Mine is helping people. I have another friend, her purpose is edifying others, right? Building other people up. That's her purpose, and she does it through all sorts of different types of vehicles, right? So find your core why of your purpose. And then what you want to start to ask yourself is what are some vehicles that you can start living that purpose through? And is it possible that you actually already have some vehicles in your life where you are living this purpose now? All right. And as you bring this idea of why and what to purpose, I truly believe what you'll start to notice is it's going to bring a lightness to this idea of purpose in your life, right? If my purpose is I help people and the vehicles I do it through, the what is I speak to people, I do coaching, I do this podcast, I interact with people on a day-to-day and just try and leave them better off than when I got there, right? Leave them in a better state, in a better mood. Those are all ways that I get to live my purpose every single day. So that's really all we have for you on today's episode. I really want you to let this one sink in and just say, if you had to bring your purpose, the why of your purpose, to 2 or 3 words, what would it be? And then the second part is what are some vehicles where you can start living that purpose or continue living that purpose if you're already doing it. All right. For the next handful of days, see how this feels. Try this on. It may be something that feels great for you. It may be something that doesn't feel great for you, right? But if it feels great for you, continue to wear it and allow that to put you into a place of purpose more regularly. All right, my friend, that's all we have for you today. I want to say thank you as always for hanging out with me on the podcast. I appreciate you. Always, I hope you have an incredible rest of your day and go start simplifying your purpose and living it every single day. All right, my friend, I will talk to you soon. Take care.